Good afternoon, everyone. It is February 18th. This is the House Committee on Rules. I'm going to open a work session for the introduction of committee measures.
Madam Chair, we have LC 323. LC 323 is a measure that will replace the statute of John McLaughlin and Jason Lee with Chief Joseph and Mark Hatfield at National Statuary Hall. The difference from the previous measure we considered is it makes very explicit that no public monies may be used, and it also removes the language regarding Chief Joseph and Idaho from the underlying measure.
Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do we do a motion, or do you just want to comment?
You can just comment if you would like.
Thank you. As you well know, we passed a related bill out of this committee, and Aaron has already pointed out one of the differences. The other difference in the bills would be my fault. We carefully identified that only private funds would be used for both the commissioning of statues and the bringing home of statues in prominent places. Unfortunately, you have to say in the bill, shall not contain general funds. This bill contains that. I would like to move quickly to two guests that are in the room who would like to say a few words about one of the individuals in this bill.
Come on up. And just be sure to introduce yourselves for the record when you begin speaking.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Sean O'Halloran, and I'm a Hatfield alum as a staff member. And So, thank you for considering this bill. And I think Chief Joseph and Mark Hatfield, I think, would represent fundamentally what Oregon represents today, and wanting to get things done, and a spirit of overcoming big obstacles and for the 9 Indian tribes in Oregon. But I encourage you to move forward and adopt the bill, and thank you for its consideration. And it's something that we'll be actively involved in. And I think bringing John McLaughlin and Jason Lee home and putting them in a place of honor here is also something that I think is an honorable thing to do. And Jason Lee, being the founder of my alma mater in our backyard here, Willamette University, I think that they would love having him a little closer. So thank you, and I urge you to adopt and move forward on this bill, and thank you for considering it.
Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Jim Fitzhenry, also a longtime former staff member for Senator Hatfield. Like Sean, served in the Bush administration, high in Bush 41 White House, Sean in Bush 43. The last time I was here, I actually was Deputy State Treasurer under Clay Myers and Bill Rutherford many, many years ago. We're here to support, obviously, with full enthusiasm, this legislation introduced by, in part, our dear, dear friend, Representative Gilliam. You already know and have, I'm sure, discussed all of the merits for legislation like this. I will just also observe that having had the pleasure, along with Sean and Vic and others, to serve for the senator in that environment for such a long time, you as legislators know how difficult the art of lawmaking actually is, and how impactful Mark Hatfield was beyond the substance of his accomplishments legislatively, the method and the way in which he represented the state in coming together was truly remarkable. And in an age where that type of bipartisanship and cooperation is all too rare, for that style of lawmaking, which puts, I think, Oregon in the best of lights in terms of legislating, that in addition to all the other merits, I think serves to support this legislation. And then finally, Sean and I also serve on the Board of Trustees of Willamette University, and they would certainly be very open for any length of time to have the return of Jason Lee on this university's campus. So thank you very much.
Questions? Yes, Representative Rayfield.
Yes, I know that Representative Gilliam for a long time had been actually looking for alternatives in this proposal, cardboard stand-ups, life size of the two individuals. So I just wanted to thank you both from deterring him from his pursuit and actually doing something a little more formal than the cardboard stand-up.
Representative Rayfield, we now know that you know Representative Gilliam very well. And, the cardboard stand-ups are always a high risk in any endeavor like this. So thank you. may I ask one last thing as well? As a long-term 30-year friend of Vic, he represents the legacy of Mark Hatfield very well here, and that should not go unrecognized.
Absolutely. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I note that there's no one here who formerly worked for Chief Joseph, and I'm wondering if we should find someone who would come and talk about Chief Joseph a little bit. I would note that Judge Diddy, who was the first U.S. Circuit Court judge in Oregon and was the sole U.S. Circuit Court judge in Oregon for 40 years, going on 40 years, had a portrait of the chief in his antechamber in Portland at his courthouse because of his great respect for the chief and the work he did in connection with Indian rights and the establishing the state of Oregon originally, which is noted in very briefly on page 2 of the LC draft. So I'd simply note that I consider that to be a great choice, and of course all of us are familiar with Senator, or Governor and Senator, and Dean Hatfield. In fact, when Measure 5 passed, I asked him a question about, as a former governor, a current senator at that time, how we were going to deal with the huge cut in revenue and the effect that would have in our schools. And his response was more elegant than this, but essentially it was, well, that's your problem now, isn't it? He didn't have an answer either for that problem. We're still dealing with it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right. Thank you very much, both for being here and your service to my alma mater as well, Willamette. So thank you. All right. With that, I'm going to open a work session for the introduction of committee measures. And the chair moves LC-232 be introduced as a committee measure. 323. Sorry. Couldn't read the handwriting. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? If not, Elsie is introduced. With that, I will close the work session. Erin, is there any other business for today? We are not sure yet what's happening Monday. We're rolling towards the end of session now, so please stay flexible. Thank you. We're adjourned. Flexible. Thank you. We're adjourned.